Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a pleasure. Major Garrett with us for another hour in studio. We'll talk about his appearance in front of the Economic Club of Minnesota. Also, apparently there was a big dinner last night. I know Major well. I know I know Teresa well.
There we go. Let the whining begin.
I was a mile away.
Let the whining begin. Yeah. Oh, all about me, isn't it? I mean, all phone, about me.
Apparently the phone didn't work last night. It's very interesting. I complain this may be Major's last appearance. I cried last night.
Look, I survived Almond Joy. I can survive this.
Just disgusting. I mean, the crowd loved me and belittling and providing an accurate portrayal of the joylessness of Almond Joy. All right, we'll get to Frivolity in a little bit, but this is enormous news.
Yep.
The president himself and the White House, they announced that Brittany Griner is free. Mm-hmm. She has been exchanged for a man who's known as the Merchant of Death, and if folks are just learning about him today, he has lived up to that description. There has been a wide variety of reaction because Paul Whelan, who is in Russia for charges of espionage, who has been in Russia for 4 years, was not a part of it. I thought the president, and we both have criticized the president at times for his ability to communicate things and to meander, and I thought the president went out of his way clearly to point out that they have tried extraordinarily hard to have both of these individuals released today.
Yep.
I think it is a reminder for a lot of people that the administration is not negotiating with Mitch McConnell here.
No.
This is Vladimir Putin. And so is this an equal so-called trade? A basketball player who foolishly brought some marijuana for a vicious killer?
Cannabis oil.
Yeah, cannabis oil.
To be specific.
Yeah. No, it's probably not.
No, but there's no moral equivalence
there's
whatsoever.
There's not. But
guess what? We don't get to decide that. The entity, the Russian government, that held Brittany Griner unlawfully, that's an important American designation, unlawfully detained, gets to make that call. And you have, and this decision for the president was, I'm sure, a very difficult one. And it comes down to zero Americans or one.
Yeah.
The option was not one American or two. It was zero or one. And I have gotten to know Paul Whelan's brother and sister. I've interviewed them both. I know it's a terribly difficult day for them. I know, as they said in their statement, they are gratified that they were given a heads up this particular time. They were not given a heads up.
Beautiful statement by the family. Very impressive.
They were not given a heads up when Trevor Reed also held, was released.
And earlier this year.
That was a blow to them because they didn't feel like they were getting the kind of communication that would be most helpful to them if someone was going to be released not named Paul Whelan, not their loved one. And they are in different categories in the minds of those who hold them. And this is vital to understanding this story. The Russians believe, whether they're correct or not, it doesn't matter. Materially, they believe Paul Whelan was either a spy or an aspirational spy and therefore a national security risk. There is no evidence that Paul Whelan was a a spy, but he was kind of a talker, as it's been described to me.
Yep.
A kind of a hanger-on or maybe wannabe. I don't know if that's true, but people close to the U.S. government have said there are things about his actions that if you are paranoid and repressive, Russia is both paranoid and repressive.
Yes.
You might read into.
Yep. He may stand out in that area.
Context. That yep. doesn't mean he's guilty of anything. And
no.
I want to make it fundamentally clear. I'm not suggesting he's guilty of anything. Quite the opposite. I'm suggesting he is unlawfully detained as the U.S. government has said so. But what matters in this is the Russians believe he didn't smuggle cannabis oil. He might have been a spy. Mm-hmm. And they're very intense about that.
Yep.
Belligerent. Excessively belligerent about that. And made it clear, even when the Biden administration took the very unusual step of announcing the terms of a potential deal,
yeah.
that the longer they considered it, the more that they were not going to trade Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. They arrested Brittany Griner intentionally to set up a publicly high-visibility American they could trade for Victor Boot. That was a goal, and they've succeeded in that.
That's some of the fear that some have suggested sure. rationally today, not some of the irrational behavior, that by doing this, do you allow this maniacal, crazed man who's still running the country, no matter how compromised he is, to say, look at this
yeah.
unbelievably favorable trade. Let's grab the next person. Hopefully he or she also has visibility, because the public pressure on the Biden administration was different.
Right.
Because a Griner, from celebrities to basketball players,
sure.
receive more attention
mm-hmm.
than Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? Of course it's not.
No.
But you know, I hope a lot of those folks, by the way, who spoke out for Brittany Griner, I hope they still use their platforms frequently
for Mr. Whelan. Her wife, Sherelle, at the White House today said that when she gets back, BG, that's how she describes her wife, mm-hmm. Brittany Griner, BG, will not forget Paul Whelan and will talk and keep his name and his fate alive. And if she does that, Brittany Griner, and those who know Brittany Griner, look, Paul Whelan doesn't know LeBron James. LeBron James knows Brittany Griner,
yep.
and he can speak. And he can say Paul Whelan's name. He can put on a jersey.
He should.
In practice, that says Paul Whelan. Lots of people could do that.
Tomorrow.
If that happens, then Paul Whelan will be in a different category.
Yep.
Is it, as you said, fair that he's in a less visible category? No. Mm-hmm. But this is all about what the reality is and how do you change the chessboard. And changing the chessboard is we also have to figure out what will the Russians accept in a trade.
Yes. Well, let's say this too, because I want to get the CBS part of it in the next segment. For those folks, and we've seen a lot of it, Joe Biden is weak. This would not have happened under Donald John Trump. As I pointed out earlier, Paul Whelan was arrested in a mockery of a trial while Donald Trump was the president of the United States. And I'll just add this one again. Among the hit parade for Donald Trump, let's not forget that as we are approaching another look back at 9/11, Donald Trump was talked out of having the Taliban, the individuals behind the murder of 3,000 American citizens and changing our country. He was going to have them at Camp David. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me about how tough Donald Trump was every single time, and this wouldn't have happened under Trump, because there's no proof of that.
First of all, it's unknowable. Second of all, hard decisions are hard decisions. And it was very clear to the Biden administration as soon as Brittany Griner was captured that this was going to be hard.
Yep.
That the Russians did this with all sorts of malevolent intent. And look, you cannot separate this act of barbarism, this unfair trial, sending her away to jail, threatening her with 9 years of imprisonment, from the barbarism in Ukraine. They are exactly parallel to one another. They come from the same orientation to what the law is and isn't. Internally and externally. Brittany Griner's case is much less soaked in blood than the war of choice that is slaughtering civilians in Ukraine, but it emanates from the same diabolical place. And that left the Biden administration. It would leave any administration with hard choices. Now, one quick thing about Victor Boot. Yes, Merchant of Death. There's a Nicolas Cage movie about his life. He had served a substantial amount of time in America for charges that were not about him actually trading.
Yep,
it was
right.
A sting operation.
Yep.
He was lured into a sting with the prospect of selling weapons that he was told would injure or kill American soldiers. And he was captured in a sting operation. So he is not and was not in federal custody because he traded arms.
Yep.
He was in federal custody because he was lured into and did convictable things in a sting operation. That doesn't mean he didn't do other things that were bad. He did.
Yeah. Awful.
And the Russians will use this as a propaganda tool to see how stupid and weak the Americans are. It doesn't matter. What matters is yesterday Brittany Griner was a captive. Today she is a free person who can begin to resurrect her life and work her way through the deep trauma of the last 10 months. And that's a good thing for all Americans.
And anybody who thinks any president would have handled this this clean, flawless, simple way, it just would have got done, no problem. As you said, there's no proof of that.
No.
And you know it wouldn't have been that way. Let's pause here because I want to talk about how CBS News became aware of this days ahead and how your network sat on that and how that plays out. We'll get to more nonsense later. Have we posted the picture of the two of us on the Twitter contraption?
It will be up very shortly, along with the first two segments of you guys in the last hour.
Very nice.
Okay, good. The Twitter contraption.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that our official designation?
We call it that. I blamed you last week for my non-invitation to the state dinner. But I know you don't react in that manner.
I don't.
So I was like, well,
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I mean, Teresa, you want a cheap shot at me? They're just continuing. Plus, I can't even open a beverage without it flying at me. You know, it's a tough day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
24 past 2. Major Garrett is with us in studio. CBS News is a part of this exchange. How familiar were you?
Very.
Okay. Take us through how this played out.
So it's a footnote. Look, the most important part of the story is Brittany Griner.
Without a doubt. If you're not here, I don't even bring it up.
No, I know. Because, it's a footnote.
Yeah.
Look, it matters journalistically. It matters among competitive news organizations, but it's a footnote, and it should not obscure all the joy and happiness that Brittany Griner is experiencing, and so is her wife, Sherelle, and everyone around them. It is a footnote. But journalistically, it is important. So not through my reporting. First thing, I did not have any original reporting on this. I did become aware of it because it was a largely important story, and there were a lot of ramifications for CBS. But reporting from a lot of my colleagues, Margaret Brennan, Catherine Herridge, one of my producers, Arden Fari, Andy Trier, another one of our producers, Pat Milton, one of our investigative producers, many, many, many people in the CBS family. We developed a very solid information about this potential deal several days ago. And in the process of seeking confirmation, it was made clear to us that what we had heard was true. But it was also fragile, subject to review, subject to revocation. And any conversation, any journalistic treatment of this thing that was in the offing could jeopardize it or nullify it. And so we held it until such time as Brittany Griner was out of Russia and in the United Arab Emirates where the swap occurred.
How rare is this?
So it's not frequent, but it happens. And news organizations make their own independent decisions. This one was not a hard call for us. There is no value, zero journalistic value in being first and damaging.
Especially something like this.
None. Come on. Right. No, there's just, it's not a hard call. A human being's life is at stake, and we know the malevolence of those who hold her in captivity. And we know the sensitivities around all of this. So any inkling, any hint, any whispers at all, and certainly any public disclosure of it that it was closer or imminent could have been catastrophic. So we didn't do it.
Yep.
This put me in a rather interesting scenario yesterday morning when I recorded this week's episode of The Takeout, which will be on WCCO this weekend. Mm-hmm. John Sullivan is my guest. Who's John Sullivan? He's just back to the United States from where? Moscow. What was he doing there? He was the United States ambassador to Russia.
Right.
Do you think John Sullivan didn't have an inkling that I had?
Right.
Will you hear me talking to John Sullivan yesterday morning about the fate of Brittany Griner? No, it's not on the show. We didn't even raise it.
Right.
We had a private conversation. He said, don't go there. I said, I'm not. I said, just nothing. Don't even raise it in a general sense. Which I didn't. So if people listen, holy hell, how could they have this show and not talk about Britney? Well, it was recorded before under a very sensitive set of circumstances.
He's on with me tomorrow. We're going to break it all down.
Okay, great. No.
Yeah,
okay. He's a good guy. You could book
him.
Yeah,
we should.
I'll give you his email.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Guess. Yeah.
Very smart guy. Huge hockey fan.
Yeah?
Huge hockey fan.
For which particular team?
Boston.
Boston. Okay, well, they're having a pretty impressive year.
Say the so way. Anyway, and the internal processes for CBS was just to make sure everything was right. And when the time came and the White House said, she's safe, you can go, we did. And
did you have it a little bit ahead of everybody else? Or?
Oh, yes.
that part was included.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Through hard work. Nobody handed this to
us.
I want to be clear. This is not an Easter egg hunt. All right? This is something where lots of incredibly good reporters, who I'm proud to call colleagues, unearthed something. And it was sensitive, and the people who are most intimately involved in every aspect of the negotiation said, you were right, and there are risks. Weigh them carefully, and we did.
Last political question. We're going to have we're going to talk non-politics the last 25 minutes or so. I would say right now, to me, 0 to 10 – there is no chance, and it is a mortal lock, that Joe Biden running to maintain his present occupation is a 9.7.
Okay.
It is a 9.7.
The story about he and President Macron of France toasting that was probably a good clue for you?
Probably a good clue. And also, let's be honest. He first started running in, what, 1986, right? He had success until it found out he had stolen things and his 88 campaign fell apart.
Oh, right. Plagiarism.
Plagiarism,
yeah, right. Yeah. Neil Kinnock.
Right. He ran multiple times
and
never was a factor.
Mm-hmm.
He runs in 08 and people are welcoming him back and then he's fading dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
He is irrelevant and Jim Clyburn says, you're my guy in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 days, he's the nominee. everyone has left.
The most remarkable turnaround in modern presidential history.
And now think about it. Yes, his overall popularity numbers are not great. But he just had an election where, I believe I have this right, he became the first president who's a Democrat for every senator in his party who's running for re-election to win since FDR in 1934.
Correct.
The man who we beat in the last election put out goofball – let me just give me a technical term – goofball after goofball, and they all lost.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling himself, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. I think in the next 2 months or so, he's going to announce he's running.
I don't think he'll announce in the next 2 months. He has no obligation to. He can wait a good long while.
Yep.
He can wait all the way into the summer.
Yep.
There's no rush. There is no sense of Democrats like, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? It's like he's earned the right to decide when and how he wants. Now, he may, in fact, decide and announce. He may have already decided. That's, I think, probably pretty close to being true. But he doesn't need to decide. And if there is one factor that I still think falls into the distinct column of variables for the president is how relevant or irrelevant is the former president, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
If Trump is fading or if Trump withdraws, and I don't say that is likely, but it's not impossible, that Trump could just say, forget it. I'm not doing this for any set of reasons.
Legal charges.
Could be one of them. Very much so. Very much so. But the political atmosphere, just not the will. It's just not happening. And look, you have to ask yourself, he announced his campaign almost a month ago. Has he hired anyone in Iowa? Not that I've been able to tell. New Hampshire? No. Does he need a lot? Well, look, people are going to run against you. I'd hire people. I'd lock them up. And they're not doing that. I don't mean lock them up in the Hillary Clinton context. I mean, I'd get them on my payroll.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. Has he had a rally? No. Was one scheduled? No. Has he done anything other than dopey things on Truth Social, talking about dismantling the Constitution? And
minor point.
Yeah. And having dinner with Nick Fuentes and Ye.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All of this is bad.
Didn't know
bad,
they
bad.
Were.
Even by Trumpian bad, awkward, gnarly standards, it's really worse than usual, which is saying a lot for the former president. It is, by any estimation, a disastrous rollout. It isn't even a rollout, actually. It's sort of this thing looking for inertia. Well, that's not really a full-blown campaign. So if he opts out, I think the president says, wait a minute, Trump's not running? Maybe I'll take another look. Maybe I'll hand it off to somebody else because somebody else might represent Democrats better against somebody who's not named Donald Trump. I think that's the one variable.
I know a lot of people believe that. I think that is the underestimation of Joe Biden, where he might say, I know you people think I just can beat Trump, but I can't beat DeSantis. Mm-hmm. Hold my beverage.
Hold my beverage. I hear you.
I'm going to run.
Yeah.
33 past 2. We continue with Major after traffic and weather on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very honest moment from Major Garrett off air. He just told me he really doesn't care for Led Zeppelin, but this is all about his persona.
Yes, because Led Zeppelin gets me so much street cred.
It is. They do.
They should.
They do.
Greatest rock and roll drummer ever, John Bonham, right there.
Well, that is correct. He is way, way on the list. Okay, you've been a Padres fan your entire life. Yep. They have never.
Never.
Ever approach baseball like they have the last couple of years, including adding one of the four best shortstops in the game for what we like calling the show Major Garrett money, 11 years, $280 million. You're no longer the little kid down the street.
No.
You're no longer the Dodgers' little brother.
Nope.
Yeah?
And not only that, we offered Aaron Judge more than the Yankees did. He wanted to be a Yankee. I understand that. Home runs are harder to come by in Petco than they are in Yankee Stadium. And Aaron Judge is known and beloved. And look, if there's going to be a monument built for you, why not have it in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium? Come on. But the Padres offered more. That's never been true. They offered more than the Phillies agreed to with Trey Turner. So we were involved in every serious free agent conversation. That is stratospherically high altitude for any Padre fan. It's almost inconceivable. It kind of makes me, to extend the metaphor ever so slightly, dizzy. We just never have been here. And part of it is because it is now economically true. It was notionally true when the Chargers left San Diego, but it's now economically true. We're the only game in town.
Yep.
And we are not a small city. We are not a small market. And when you're the only game in town, like the San Antonio Spurs are in the NBA, you are a colossus. And we're starting to act like one. And that's important not only for what you do, but it's the culture you build. And the culture you build toward winning has to be reinforced by the moves you not only make, but attempt to make.
Do people realize how big San Diego is?
If they probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. It's a glorious place. No one, I've never met a single person who said, I went to San Diego, hated it. Not a single person. It never happens. It cannot happen. It's a beautiful, magnificent place. It was a remarkable place to grow up. All my dreams that I've, in large measure, been fortunate enough, deeply fortunate enough to achieve, were born in San Diego, and I love it.
If someone says, Major Garrett, I need your most amusing, fun, memorable moment from high school.
From high school.
Something that stands out, because you talked about, you know, an example of this is a lot like high school.
Right.
There's a lot of things. So your high school was, what's
okay.
it named?
Madison High School. James Madison, High School. The Warhawks.
Yeah. Yeah. James Madison loved San Diego.
Didn't know a thing about it.
Big fan. Yeah.
A thing about it.
Yeah.
Had no reason to.
Yes.
Had no reason to. But James Madison High School. Yes. Proud 1980 graduate. Graduating class of about 1,200, I was ranked about, 150th. So not bad, but not great.
Yeah.
Middling.
That's higher than middling.
It's okay, but it wasn't great. And my SAT scores were completely miserable.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I took it. That and the ACT. Terrible.
What happened?
I'm a bad test taker. I just really am. And I didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
There are times in my life and there are moments when I should be more focused and I'm not.
See,
and back then,
that's how you get into Missouri. That doesn't happen at ASU. You better take these things serious.
So, yes, happily, back then, 1980, as a land-grant institution, University of Missouri, all you needed was a 2.0, and I got in.
Yep.
You know.
So what's your memory you want to share with us from high
school? So this will –
What kind of person are you in high
school? This will infuriate you because it's so unbelievably, irretrievably nerdy. So I was the front page editor of our high school newspaper called The Talon. the Talon from the Warhawk. It was kind of clever. Sure. And I had aspirations for our high school newspaper to get outside the confines of the campus. So I spent months trying to get an interview with the mayor of San Diego, Pete Wilson.
Who would become the governor.
I tried and tried and called and called. No, 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 no. The mayor will not see you. I said, all right, I'll take his chief of staff. And they finally broke down and said, okay, we'll let you talk to the chief of staff. So I went and sat down at City Hall with the chief of staff to the mayor of San Diego. Now, why? Who in my high school cared what the chief of staff to the mayor of San Diego had to say about anything?
With this instant replay?
Actually, no one.
We used to hit this much more often. One of the sound bites we had was Nerd Alert.
Yeah.
We would be hitting it right now.
Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, aggressively.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Over and over and over. Nerd Alert. Nerd Alert. Nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, after getting that front page story, I got another front page story. It was kind of easy. I was the front page editor. So
I was going to say.
I knew a guy.
So the meeting was, hey, Major, great
I
stuff
interviewed
today.
The chairman.
Thank you, Major.
I interviewed the chairman of the county board of supervisors. Again, not a single fellow student of mine cared.
Who's your audience at this
Roger
point?
Roger Hedgecock, who then became mayor
Excuse
of San
me?
Diego and then was scandalized and infamy, then became a talk show host.
What was his last name?
Roger Hedgecock.
That's a tough last name.
Politics, man. He still made it work for a while.
Tough
anyway, I interviewed him.
Yeah.
Now, come on. What is that nerd?
Did you have friends?
Infatuation with
Did you go out at all? Dave,
My girlfriend was the editor of the yearbook, so we were a power media couple on campus.
It's like
whatever that was worth.
The Murdochs.
Yes, we were the Murdochs of Madison High School.
Yes.
She was the gatekeeper for everything that showed up in the yearbook, and I was one of the gatekeepers at this campus newspaper, but I put in all sorts of city, county, government stuff, and my friend's like, what is all this crap?
Major Garrett is here. The Big Truth is the book.
You were going to ask me about mice.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there right now. Dave Harrigan here. Owns a very large house. This is like a part-time gig
massive,
for him.
Yes.
Massive house, a moat, security, numerous maids. He now has...
Two moats.
You need a second moat.
Yeah.
You do.
One's never enough.
I guess if you're in the moat business, there has to be more than one.
He does not have... let's be clear. This is a mice problem, right? It's not a singular... It's not just one mouse.
No, it's multiple.
It's a mice issue.
Yeah.
And he does not know what to do.
I've done it all. It's been years and years and years. We've gone through all sorts of traps. We've had the professionals in this year. Let's see the old school snap traps that you'll see in the cartoons. Those don't work. They just pick them clean. We've used the glue paper.
Really smart mice, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very nimble. Very nimble mice.
They're AI mice.
Yes.
They're not real mice. Yeah.
Caught a couple with the glue paper, but mostly they've just chewed their way off of the glue paper.
Right. Okay.
And then recently I had one of the live traps where they crawl in and then the little ramp thing goes up and they're stuck in there.
Yep.
I caught two, and the third one chewed his way out of that, and that trap is now dead too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you tried a cat?
We have a dog. Mm-hmm. But I think my wife would freak out if he even sniffed a mouse, let alone one.
I mean, cats work.
Do they get in the ceiling and in the walls?
Well, I don't know, but cats are good. And I'll defer to the audience on this. But I have lived experience with this. We had a small mice problem in the house that my ex-wife and I lived in. And we got a cat quite unexpectedly. The cat just showed up. It was an alley cat that had been... It was a chipped cat. It was a cat that was owned by somebody, had a chip, was very well taken care of, but abandoned.
You reached out to them and they said, keep the cat?
No, they were gone. So the cat showed
up
at the
house. They abandoned the cat.
They abandoned the cat. The cat showed up on our back deck for days and days and days. I was covering the Obama-Clinton campaign during 2007, 2008, so I'd have these phone conversations with my ex-wife. She's like, the cat's still here. I said, what are you going to do? She said, I think I'm going to feed it. I said, well, you feed it. It's ours.
Yeah.
Just understand that. The first moment you put a bowl out, the cat's ours. So if you're going to make that move, go ahead. You have my permission, but we now own the cat. And that's how Sammy came into our lives. And
was Sammy the name before? Did you name
No, that was my ex-wife that came up with that name for Sammy. Sammy caught the mice, man. And Sammy killed several birds, too. We didn't ask her to do that, but she did it.
We
My only point is even domesticated cats are predators and don't think they're not. That evolutionary chain is real.
Predators.
They are.
I don't think all cats are predators.
A lot of them are. It is innate, and they're serious about it. Sally was cuddly, and as cats are, you know, they're mostly indifferent. They mostly could give a fig about most human beings.
I was wondering what word you're going to use there.
Yeah. I was delicate. That was a two-step.
Yeah.
But they have a predatory aspect to them. And Sammy could be as domesticated and full of seemingly benign purring, and then suddenly there's a bird or a mouse dead on the doorstep.
Early in the 90s, when Kathleen and I were still together, we did have cats also. And one of our cats, Faldo, I name all animals after golfers.
Okay.
Would come in with various animals in said mouth, show us the animal, go back outside.
Go back outside. Yeah, look, it's a trophy. See what I did? So anyway, think about a cat. That may not be the best solution, but I sympathize. That's a hard problem. I will tell you this: when I was in the White House booth at CBS, I started there in 2012. So 2013, 2014, we had a significant mouse problem in the White House booth.
Really?
CBS, yes.
What did you do?
We used the old-fashioned mouse traps, and there would be literally times I'd be on the phone or trying to track something for the evening news broadcast. Snap! The mice would be dead, and I'd be like, well, I've got to do that again.
You should have kept it. That would be just great if it's sub-report and leave it up to people to wonder.
So this question was asked on CBS Mornings today, so I'll ask it around here. So a mouse is killed in an old-fashioned snap trap.
Yep.
Is that trap reused or thrown out?
I reuse it unless there's blood on it.
Okay. Chad?
Reuse, baby. In fact, I'd leave the blood on there just to say, guess what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Come on over.
It's like a head on a pike.
Yeah.
Beware.
How about you?
Reuse it. Yeah. Clean it, reuse it. Yeah.
I mean, who needs another? I mean, how many do you need to buy?
Yeah.
Well, I've got about 15, and none of them work anymore.
All right, we have to say goodbye.
Did you try peanut butter?
Yes. Peanut butter on all of them.
And they picked them all clean.
They love the peanut butter. They don't get trapped.
Wow.
Creamy or chunky?
Chunky.
For sure.
Heavier. It's
harder. For you.
I was talking about the mice. Yeah, always chunky.
Maybe that's the problem. I've been using creamy.
No, chunky for me too. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy likes creamy.
Look, they're both fine, but if I have a choice, chunky.
It's just not.
Extra chunky.
We have to say goodbye.
We do? All right. Yes. All right.
Yeah. He's getting a ride. He's got a big wig ride. And no invite.
It's a car.
And no invite to dinner last night. No invite.
Almond Joy. They're great.
Ugh, if they had Almond Joy, I'm glad I wasn't invited. The big truth.
Almond Joy.
Upholding democracy in the age of the big lie. Don't ever buy the book if you love Almond Joy. Okay, outside of that. Thank you, Major.
It's been a slice. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.